What time is your chair?
I think generally it's at 9:30. Am I right? Chair is usually at 9:30, Kolobai?
You can't have a regular time?
It's never worked. Everybody tries that every year. People that just come in here. I can't take it.
It's already in the chesed.
Oh, you've already... How do you
I
know?
Told there'd be 50 shekels yesterday. We already canceled on it.
Oh, right, gentlemen, ready to go. Richie, that's really something. Where's the booth? Should have trusted him.
Funny thing happened on the way here.
I can wait 15 minutes.
All right, gentlemen, we're holding on Daf Ein Gimel. It's today's Daf Erev Pesach. Tov Shin Samach Dalid. It's all your ships at sea. But we already went ahead, and we've mostly finished the Daf, but we're holding on Daf Ein Gimel Amid Beis. And I just want to remind you, we're in the midst of a rather complex sugya, so I want to remind you where we are so that we can continue without undue confusion. We were talking about the concept of nipul. We'll see later on that the word nipul is based on the posek, but that's irrelevant to us right now. The question was, when you have an eiver that is midruldal, we can have two possibilities. We can have an eiver midruldal in an animal that simply is hanging loose, has not yet been completely detached. And we also have an equivalent case of an eiver that was extended outside of the uterus by an uber, so that the shechita of the mother, although normally would help for the uber, is not going to help possibly for that eiver, because that eiver, first of all, is basar basoda, because it's ein lo mechitzot, so it's not in its normal place in the uterus. And the question, therefore, whether shechita will help for it. Now, we had, in our Mishnah, we had a machlokas as to whether the shechita sa'im will be metaher this eiver from the veila, and give it a din of trefa shchuta, or whether this the shchita actually will have no impact on the eiver, and now the eiver at the time of shchita will become actually an avela because the shchita won't have helped for it. Yesterday the Gemara said that there is such a thing as a tumah, mirabonin, of a trefa shchuta. So according to the Tanakhama, the shchita of the mother makes the eiver actually tahar in the same way that it helps for itself. Had it been a trefa to make itself tahar, it helps for the aver of the vlad of the uber to make it tahar from the veila. However, there's a gezera in terms of kachim that an aver that is a trefa is still going to be, or any even an animal that was a trefa that was shkuta, it's still going to be metanik kachim. All right. So there we had a machlokas in terms of the uber. Yesterday we introduced a new machlokas, which is the question of what the status is of the aver of the behema itself. So if you shecht an animal that has an aver on the duldal, what's the halacha about that aver? Rabbi Meir casually throws off a statement that just that when it comes to Abraham and Dudalba, that it will be Matayr Shkita Sa'im will work for Abraham and Dudalba, that because it's a Dabarsha Begufa, that doesn't mean that it's going to help for the Uba. Now, in doing that, he raised the whole question of what the impact is on Shkita, of Shkita on an Eber Medudal. Yesterday we had a Machlokas for Shlokas and Rabbi Yochanan. As to what actually Rabbi Meir's personal opinion about that is, was he just responding to the Rabbona? And he said, well, look, I can accept, I mean, even if you want to say about Eber Medudal, that the Shkita of the mother is going to be Matayr, the Eber from Nevela, I don't think you should say the same thing about the Uber that had a hand extended out of the uterus. Or, could be, as Rabbi Yochanan came out yesterday, Rabbi Meir himself agrees that Shkita helps for the Eiram Nidudal. What then would be the Napkamina, says the Gemara now in Ein Gimel Amud Beis? What then would be the Napkamina between the Eiver and the Uber? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, asks the Gemara, let's take a look here, Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, we're one third of the way down. My time at the Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. What would Rabbi Yochanan's logic be as far as why Rabbi Meir would have been machalic between the Aver of the Uber and the Aver Hamidudal? He would simply have said, Hai Gufa, Vahai Lab Gufa. One is part of the animal's actual body. Therefore, he's willing to agree that the Shechita is male to save it from the din of Tumas Nevelas. Mashenke, and the other one is not, it's body. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim shemita osa nipu, ve'in shechita osa nipu. Everybody happens to agree, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, that if the animal would have died, the debt itself would have been mapil, the aver, meaning that the aver does not die with the animal. The aver is viewed as having been detached at the instant of death, and therefore it's not an avela, it's an aver menachai. You'll say, what's the difference? Aver menachai is batamik and avela, there's a big difference. An aver menachai is batamik and avela only when it's shalem. If I don't have or basaru gidim, what happened to the cake we left yesterday? It was thrown out, probably. I'm afraid so.
No, it's right there.
You
hit it.
It became
an
afterglow. So much for B'dikat Chametz. It's these little pieces they are here. All right, excellent.
They found their attendant.
No, maybe what we should do is put in an order meanwhile downstairs that they should start making coffee. Is he open? Yeah, but we can get
coffee.
Does anybody want coffee? We should order the coffee now. You want to go tell them that you have a
coffee?
Very nice. Welcome. Okay, so now, again, the Nafkamina would be, if this Aver would be actually Nevela, that is to say, it would have been seen as having died together with the rest of the Behemah, then it would have been Natane even without Orbos or Gidim. And for that matter, if I take a piece of, a kezias of meat off of it, that meat would be Matane also. Masha'in came, if it's not Matane as an Nevela, and it's only Matane to Aver Menachai, then if I take a piece of meat off of it, it's no longer Matame. This meat is not coming. Because it's not itself Nevela, because I mean, a Nevela would be Matame, obviously. So it's very important to determine whether at the time of death it's considered to be Minupal. In other words, did the death itself cut off the Aver? Or did the death affect the Aver? Now here it says, everybody agrees that Mita, death creates Nipul, meaning that it's not considered to be Mechuba to the mother organism. The ain shechita osa nipur mashenkein, had you shefted it, then it would have been considered that the aver was still mechuber b'sha'at shechita, and at that point it would have been, l'chora would have been kosher to eat. Actually, we'll see later on it's not kosher to eat, but at least it's not considered to be mitame. Now, says the Gemara, when you say everybody agrees about what? The mayaskin. Remember, we had two totally different sugyas. One was a sugya about this, the connection of the death of the mother or the shechita of the mother, lagabi and ubar. The other is the connection of the shechita of the mother and death of the mother vis-a-vis an Abraham and Dudal on the mother. So which, I mean, you say everybody agrees, but agrees about which sugya, the mayaskina. Ilema be'eva de ubar. What are we talking about? What the status is of an eva that had been outside of the uterus at the time of shechita of an ubar? And you're telling me, well, everybody agrees that en shechita osanipur. What do you mean? That's what they were arguing about. Mifwat poli. That was the machloket of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Meir, the shechita of the mother does not help the aver, and therefore, basically, it's been mafil the aver, and now we're going to look at a dead, it's an avela. And it's going to be metame. And everything that touched it is going to be metame as something which touched an avela. According to the Rabbanan, the shechita of the mother helps for the aver. So I don't understand how you can say everybody agrees. Obviously, everybody does not agree. Ela be'eva de be'ema. So what are you talking about then? You're saying that both the Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan agree that when it comes to an eva of a be'ema, the mita is mapelet ota. In other words, it doesn't become an avela. And the shechita is not mapelet ota. And basically, it's actually would have been kosher to eat. We'll see this in the Rabbanan, that they can't eat it. But it certainly will not be mitame. Well, if that's what you mean, I don't understand what the chiddush is. Mitatanina, shechitatanina. Both of these actually are said b'feirush in a Mishnah later on in Haor v'Harotet. Mitatanina, the fact that the death of the animal is osanipal and the aver is not mitame is an avela, is said b'feirush in the Mishnah as follows. Meta habehima, if the animal that had a, and this animal, the case in the Mishnah over there, it had both basar that was medudal, that wasn't a complete organ, and basar ha-medudal even if we would consider it to be a nipul at that point, wouldn't even be matami. Because only an aver, as I said before, an aver menachai is matami, bosa menachai is not matami. So when the animal now dies, and it has some aver that's hanging loose, and it has some basar that's hanging loose. So it says here, habasar tzarich hechsher. In order for the basar to be mekabel tuma, it requires hechsher just like any other food. And because it doesn't have, in other words, tumat nevelot, that's clear. Otherwise, it's a joke to say it needs hechsher. I mean, it's clearly not, if it's a nevelot, but tami itself is an avatuma. V'ha'ever mitamei mishum ever menachai. The aver itself is only mitamei is an aver menachai, meaning one, it's whole. V'eino mitamei mishum ever mina nevela, but it's not going to be mitamei as an aver from an avela, which would then allow even a gezayit basa that comes from that aver to be mitamei, because it's not a aver mina nevela, which proves that what? That the death of the animal actually disconnected the aver and the basa from the animal, otherwise it would have been an avela. Okay, so then I don't need you to tell me that everybody agrees that's a Mishnah. Shechita na mitanina, and the continuation of that Mishnah also tells me that the shechita is not a senipur, because it says nishchita habeima. If the animal is shechted, huchshelu b'dameha, the dam of the behema is machshir, huchshelu seems to say is machshir both the aver and the basar to be makabel tuma as food. So obviously, you're telling me that the shechita works. That's what you're saying. Dibur Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omer, well, you know, Rabbi Shimon doesn't disagree with the fundamental issue over here. He just told that the heksher doesn't work in this case. Lo hukshu, the dam of the behema doesn't help because we don't view it as a yah to the eva that's medul dal. Fine, well, that's a separate issue. So now what in the world did Rabbi Yochanan think he was coming to tell us a big fiddish about mitah sanipul and shkitah ino sanipul, if it's a fairish Mishnah? Says the Gemara, because imiyahi, had I read the Mishnah in Orva Rotev, I would not necessarily have understood Rabbi Meir. Hava amina mai huksheru abasar. I would have thought that the huksheru is not referring to the aver, it's referring only to the basar. And I would have said, actually, when it comes to Rabbi Meir, the same way Rabbi Meir argues on an aver of an uber, as to whether the shechita of the mother helps an aver and uber, maybe he argues about the aver of the behema. Maybe he holds that shechita is also nipul. And if shechita is also nipul, the way death is, then this aver is an aver min hachai. And it's not that the shechita helped for it. The shechita did not help for it. It simply cut it off, the same way death would have done. So why does it talk about requiring heksher? No, the hukshur it's talking about, which obviously implies that it itself does not have tumah from it, that's a reference to the basar. Because even if shechita is osenipul, so what did it do? It turned this basar into basar menachai. But basar menachai is not metame. So in order for it to be a makabel tumah, it would require heksher, correct? Maybe that's what the meaning is in the Mishnah. So all the reference to heksher has nothing to do with the aver, it has to do only with the basar. Excuse me, did you learn grammar? A huchshelu katani. Huchshelu means both of them. It's lashon rabim. So what do you mean referring to the basar? It's obviously referring both to the basar and to the aver. So if you're telling me the aver is not matami, now how the heck could the aver not be matami if it was hanging loose? Must be because the shechita helped for the aver, correct? And it's no longer considered to be an aver menachai. Obviously, shechita is not osanipul. So I'm asking you again, what is the chiddush that you're telling me? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean to teach me if I could have understood that from the very Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no, I do know grammar, but I would have thought that Uvsharu is a reference to Lashon Rabim, the basar that was hanging loose, and a piece of basar that's taken from the Aver Menachai, which is also not Matami, because it's not basar Menachai, and therefore I could still have said that indeed the Shechita in this particular case was perhaps it was osenipul, but nonetheless it left us with two situations in which there's no tuma meatzmo, because the basar isn't matami, the basar was meduldo, and basar from the aver menachai is not matami once you cut it off of the aver. And therefore, when it says hukshur, maybe it's referring to a case where shechita is osenipul, shechita did not help for the basar, Shmita did not help for the Eber. And the only question is here is whether this flesh will be Makabel Tumah as an Ochlin, not as an Avela. I don't know. Maybe that's what it means. Why would I have thought that? Let's see it inside. That's why would I thought that? I mean, what's the difference between the two? What I have to talk about a Lashon Rabbi as if there's a difference between one piece of meat and another piece of meat. If you're telling me that the Shechita was Oseni Pool, then I'm intelligent enough myself to know that Basar that was Medugal is not Mekabel Tumah, unless it's Hukshar, but neither is Basar Min Fanev and Achai. That's exactly the same. If you tell me it's Hukshar Ubadam, I understand that both. Basar is Hukshar and Adam. So why would I need a Lashon Rabim to tell me that of all ridiculous things? Ah! My Umid Aimi Hai, why is one case any different than the other? I'll tell you why one case is different than the other. Did you get my message about the check? I might have thought that since we have a rather unusual case over here, the basar from the Abram and Achai is innately different than the basar that was hanging loose on the animal, even though they both have the same halacha in terms of the tumah, that neither of them have tumah me'atzman. However, the din of hechsher, remember, is learned from Zra'im. Kifol me'hem. So over there, I would have said, okay, fine. Zra'im are not sofam the tamei tumah chamuran. Indeed, we make this nafkamina in other cases, but neither are they coming from something which was metamei tumah chamuran. Wasn't metamei at all. Mashenkin over here with the basar itself is removed from an Abram Nachai that had a tumah chamura that was equivalent to tumas nevela. It was an avatuma. So now I cut up a piece. So now there's only a kezias. A kezias from an Abram Nachai is not metamei. However, I could certainly believe that having come from a mocker of Tumah Chamura itself, it does not require further action to be makabel Tumah. Kabash Balan, both the basar that was Medudal and the basar Menaeva, both of them do require Heksher, and they were Mukshar with the Dam of the Behemah itself. Fine. So now it turns out I would not have been absolutely sure how to understand that mission or Arva Rotev. I might have thought that it's a reference to Basar, and indeed Shechita is Osa Nipul, and the Aver is Osa Mishum Aver Menachai, it's Vitami Mishum Aver Menachai. Kamash Malan, no, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shechita is not Osa Nipul. Rabbi Meir actually holds that the Shechita helped to be Betire that Aver. It is not an Aver Menachai. I know you have to wonder about, so why can't I eat it? I mean, if it's part of the animals, I should be able to eat it also. Okay, we'll talk about that. But it's certainly not going to be the time of Eber Menachai, and therefore, if there's a problem of two minutes only after Hatcher, and so on and so forth. Good. Omer of Yosef, Nikot to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef b'yatcha, what Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef just quoted Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that everybody agrees that Shechita is not Osanibul, and that Mitai is Osanibul. You can rely on that 100%, because we find Rabba Barbachana saying actually the same thing in different contexts. Dutanya ubasar basadet trefa lo tochelu. This comes to teach us lahavia eva v'habasar hamidul dalim ba'beimal v'chayal va'of v'shaktan shein asurim. This tells us that if you had something hanging loose on an animal, it's also basar basadet. And it's trade. Now, this seems on the surface to be saying exactly the opposite of what we just said. Because here it says, even if you shafted it, it is considered to be a trade. In other words, it's also because of Eivim and Achai, which would mean to say that the Shechita did not help, but rather the Shechita is also an Ipul. And Rabbi Yochanan was just quoted as saying the exact opposite by Yosef. So how in the world did Rabbi Yosef mean to say we can rely on that? Here's the key. Omar, Rabba, Barbara, Chana, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, and this is why we should rely on what was quoted from Rabbi Yochanan by Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, because Rabba, Barbara, Chana ends up saying basically the same thing in this context, in that he says Rabbi Yochanan explained that when it says over here, Basar Basadet Trefa includes an Abraham Medudal, a Basar Medudal, that was shafted as if it's Aser, don't believe it. The Pasuk is an Esmachta, Ein Ben Ela Mitzvat Rosh Ba'al Bilvad. All you have over here is a mitzvah drabanan for prushim to be parish from this, because it's similar to Eber Menachai, but it certainly is not really Eber Menachai. It's not mitami as Eber Menachai, and it's just don't eat it. Yotzer of Yezik, I made the Rebbe of Yotzer to Kamar. Now Rabbi Yosef was sitting in front of Ravuna and he was saying, Om Rabbi Yonah Marab, Ochol Azel Loke. If you need it, you get Malkus. Well, I thought we just said it's a bit first we all know. So there was a certain Talmud who said, Amalei Umar Abadalot, Tatsi, do they pay no attention to the man behind the curtain? Hoch Yomar Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Martha Mishmei the Rab, Ochol Azel Eino Loke. Actually, Rab was quoted as saying you wouldn't get Malkus, which is exactly what Rabbi Barbachana just said, that Rabbi Yochanan said, that it was only in a Samachta, and it was really only in his Rabbanan, since you accepted it, the Shkita did help for the Hevam Adudal. So Rabbi Huna said, gosh, you know, you sit around, these rabbis argue with each other, this one says, this one's nuts, this one says, I don't know, what am I supposed to do? On the Huna, so Anana, Mani, Smoke, who should we rely on? Do we get Malkus reading it, or do we not? So Rabbi Yosef turns his head around and says, what's the matter with you? My question, what? There's a question, who do we lie on? Nobody's even arguing over here. You have to have intelligence to know what to argue about. This guy is saying, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, which is me. You don't understand what I'm saying. Ki amri anav b'mita, I was talking about, if you eat an aver min achai, where the animal died, then you're over on basar, basadet trefa, even though it's not an aveva, because death is osa nipo, and at that moment an aveva didn't affect it. But you're going to be over because of trade votes. You're there, you'll be fired. And he was talking about, when he said, no, there's no Malkus on it, he was talking about with Yeshech with the mother. We're over there, since it's not Osanipal, actually, it should be kosher to eat. But, as Rabbi Yochanan said, there is a mitzvah of Prisha. Better not to eat it. Barnea, you're on.